The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Me neither.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 131 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets, Vince.
Hello.
Mr. Short.
Hi.
Oh, what a week. Isn't technology grand?
Fuck it.
fuck technology.
Oh, my God. We've been spending the last half hour trying to get our shit right to be able to record.
It's just being particular, you know what I mean? It wasn't anything that we didn't do. It just wouldn't work. I don't know why.
It's really hard to talk when you can hear yourself echoing back.
Yes, that's difficult. I would have to move like the cable on my microphone like a millimeter, and it would turn off and just... analog. Everybody go back to analog.
I found a reel-to-reel on sale.
Really?
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, did you get that joke?
Yeah, really?
They're not all good, but they're all jokes.
I got nothing.
All right. Dead air.
Song of the Week. We did have a winner of Song of the Week last week. It was won by Tim. Of course.
It's always won by Tim.
But special shout out to Shane. Tim got you by just a couple of minutes. So it was real close, actually, this week. The song was Killing Strangers by Marilyn Manson off of the John Wick soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, I have a public service announcement.
Okay.
It is not my fault that the clown got shot.
As soon as we fucking say something.
I know. It was the same fucking night.
Oh, yeah, because it was like 5 miles from my sister's house.
Yeah.
And it was not my
sister. I saw it that night. I was like, God damn it. I just said that today.
We do not condone the shooting of innocent clowns.
Clown lives matter.
Yeah.
Yes, clown lives matter.
Now, most other people, yeah, shoot them. We don't care. But innocent clowns.
Just so you know, it's a trending hashtag now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now if we could just make money off this damn thing.
No.
Yeah.
If every listener could send us $100,000.
Wow.
Put your hands on your headphone and let the power go through you.
We need money for Israel.
After the way all the stuff you said, no.
Yeah, well, like I'm going to send it.
We need money to protect you from them.
Shit, or send them money to protect them from me.
Yeah, they have weapons. We won't get into TV news. There's a lot of stuff this week.
Okay.
The hell was...
What the fuck is going on?
Is that a ghost?
It's probably my wife.
She is a lovely woman and not a ghost. All right.
She may be a ghost.
All right. TV news this week. Do you like old game shows being brought back?
No.
No.
I'm sorry for this story then. You kind of ruined the fucking flow there I was going with. But ABC and Will Arnett executive produce, and ABC has picked up a 10-episode revival of The Gong Show.
I don't know.
No word on who will be the host. Of course, the original host was CIA agent Chuck Barris. That's a great movie.
We got it.
Do you?
It's a slow day. It's going to be a slow... humorless fucking show.
What is the name of that movie? Is was it Confessions of a Dangerous Mind?
I think.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. The big thing, I guess, TV news wise is you know, Disney. They own everything.
Yeah.
Well, not quite everything, but they're on the prowl. It looks like they are going to try to buy Netflix.
Yeah.
Yay.
Because as soon as this was announced, the price of Netflix stock jumped like crazy. Disney is also rumored to be looking at trying to buy Twitter as well.
What the fuck?
You don't know the power of the dark side. They want it all.
Isn't there some... Where's the antitrust laws kicking into this shit? Where, isn't there some sort of monopoly?
Only on the board game.
Walmart.
Well, yeah.
There you go. All right. Speaking of Netflix, Netflix's The Punisher has begun filming. Ben Barnes, who was in the Chronicles of Narnia, has joined the cast as Billy Russo, one of Frank's friends from his days in Special Forces, who now runs a private military corporation called Anvil.
Ebon, like the band?
That would be so cool. Ebon Moss Barak, or Barakak, sorry. He was on Girls. He will play Micro. This is Frank's kind of tech guy. Former NSA analyst. Let's see. Amber Riva joins as some Indian name I can't pronounce. A highly trained Homeland Security agent who is vexed by the Punisher. Also, Deborah Ann Woll, who played Karen Page on Daredevil, will also be a part of the series. So there's your carryover from Daredevil.
Cool.
A trailer and release date were revealed for Netflix's Iron Fist. The trailer looks really good.
Yeah, I watched it.
I watched it yesterday.
So much better than Luke Cage.
Yeah. I wasn't going to say anything, but yeah.
And it will hit Netflix on March 17th. So I'm actually looking forward to that one. USA Network has set a new premiere date for the their new drama Shooter. This is based off Stephen Hunter's novel and the Mark Wahlberg movie. What is that hissing? Okay, it's gone.
You. It's apparently you.
Is it?
It's a danger noodle.
Shooter will now debut November 15th, 2 months after its original premiere date, because they moved it because I think it was supposed to debut right around the time of the Orlando shootings.
Nice.
And they don't want a sniper show when there's shootings and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but John Cena's not brown, right?
Do, 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 do. No.
Okay.
Not yet. Horribly sad news to report. I'm going to say a name. Tell me if you recognize it. C. Martin Crocker.
Nope.
Dead air.
You don't know the name?
No.
Okay. Well, you know his voice. He was an animator and art director, and he was the voice of Zorak and Moltar from Space Ghost.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
okay.
Passed away at his home 11 o'clock last Saturday night. So... that sucks.
Damn. That does suck.
Yeah. HBO has announced that Westworld. Have you caught the first couple episodes of this?
No.
It's good.
Is it good? God damn it.
But HBO announced that Westworld, the show, will not visit Roman world or medieval world in season one. If you go back to the source material, the book... they're in a like giant theme park, and Westworld is just one of the areas of the park. There's a Roman world, a medieval world, and other ones, but for season one, they will just stay in Westworld.
Sex world.
You need to watch the first couple episodes. FX announced American Horror Story has been renewed for a seventh installment. Arrow executive producer Wendy Mersley said that the show will be reinvented starting in season 6. I don't really know what that means, but I think when they started the show, they only had plans for 5 seasons. So, but they said they're going to reinvent the show in season 6.
More Lady Gaga.
That's American Horror Story.
What show were you talking about?
Arrow.
He moved on. To another show.
I want... oh, okay. More Lady Gaga.
On Arrow?
Yeah, yes.
Sure, why not? She could play Snowflame. Netflix, if you don't already have Netflix, you may want to order it now because of this. They have ordered the White Rabbit Project. Do you remember Mythbusters?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you remember the Build Team?
Yeah.
Yes.
Carrie and Tori and the Asian.
George Takei?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Grant. Thank you. It's them. It's their show.
Oh, cool.
It will premiere Netflix December 9th. The Netflix series, Three Head Down the Rabbit Hole, to investigate weird and wonderful events from pop culture, science, and history. Under the microscope are topics as diverse as jailbreaks, superpower tech, heists, and crazy World War II weapons. In each episode, the hosts immerse themselves in experiments, builds, and tests as they sleuth the truth behind these and other well-Googled themes. So it's Mythbusters with the Build Team.
That sounds really cool.
That's what we've always... That's the spinoff we wanted.
You know what else they need?
Her naked.
More Lady Gaga.
More Lady Gaga.
Speaking of Netflix, I finally got my parents to cut the cord.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I went over there yesterday and hooked up two Rokus for them.
Good deal.
They're on Netflix and Hulu now.
Awesome. Timmy, do you have the Green Day story about HBO?
Nope, I hate Green Day.
Okay.
Next.
Green Day has, HBO has greenlit, HBO has given the green light to a Green Day movie based off American Idiot.
Stupid.
Billy Joe Armstrong said that he will be playing St. Jimmy. Next story.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't care.
Back to HBO. HBO confirms it has met with director Zack Snyder about a potential television series based on Watchmen.
Hmm.
I could be interested in that.
They're gonna fuck it up.
I have almost no hope for anything anymore. So, sure, why not? As long as they got Rorschach, right?
It's HBO, so they might do it all right.
Yeah. Do you say Horshack?
Yes, Mr. Cotta.
Oh! Nobody gets that.
Yes, the Jew in the corner.
Wow. You racist piece of shit.
He was a Jew.
Oh.
Yes, Cartman, I am Jewish.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. If it's a fact, it's not racist.
I'm still right. You're a white cisgendered
Wait,
male.
If it's a fact, it's not racist?
Yep, it's a fact.
Are you sure? Okay.
No, I'm not sure about anything, really. All right, next story. Vince, you may actually be interested in this show. History Channel has put into development Blue Book.
Aliens.
An alien-themed drama from A&E Studios and Robert Zemeckis. Blue Book is the story of the real-life U.S. Air Force-sponsored investigations into UFO-related phenomenon from 1947 to 1970 when they, quote, officially ended Project Blue Book.
Mm-hmm. My dad was born in 1947.
In a hangar in New Mexico?
Possibly.
Okay.
Aliens.
Aliens. They have to get the Greek guy on there somehow.
He can be the alien.
There you go. Let's see. Anonymous Content's Stephen Golan, who produced the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet, he's turning it into a TV series with Universal Cable Productions attached. This is the same guy that's behind, he produced True Detective and Mr. Robot. So, I don't know, maybe okay. Last two stories for TV news this week are kind of big ones. Sigourney Weaver, you remember her, Ripley, and the hot one from Galaxy Quest. She has joined Marvel's The Defenders. She will be playing the villain.
Cool.
Now, as to what character from the comics that is, I have no idea. But they announced that last night at New York Comic Con. Last thing for TV news, Vince, you will be happy about this. Starz has renewed Ash versus the Evil Dead for season 3.
Well, of course they have.
It's so good. I don't care. All right. Moving on to movie news this week. Both Justice League and Spider-Man Homecoming have wrapped filming. So we're on to editing. I won't watch Spider-Man, but I am interested in Justice League.
It'll probably be way better than Spider-Man.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
It could be stick figures, and I would like it better than the way they're doing this Spider-Man thing. But Vince, you will be happy to know that the all-female Ocean's 11 spinoff will be called Ocean's 8, and it will be set in New York City.
Ocean's 8?
Ocean's 8.
Ocean's 8.
I don't get it.
No, the Ocean's Red Flood.
Ocean's Get 8.
Yeah, that's... All right.
It's funny to me.
So what, they're going to go 8, 9, 10?
I have no idea.
It's a prequel.
But the Ocean's movies were set in Vegas. This is going to be set in New York. I hope it bombs like Ghostbusters. All right. Disney. Darth Mickey has announced live-action Mulan for 2018. And they said, yes, we will cast a Chinese actress in the lead role.
No!
What?
That's insane.
So...
A live-action Mulan Yan. I mean, wait. I'm sorry.
Yulin Kwim.
Mulan Yan. That's funny.
Next thing I have, the Wolverine 3 will now be called Logan. It will draw from the Old Man Logan storyline. Producer Simon Kinberg recently revealed, he said this to Collider, that it will be, quote, an R-rated movie. It's violent. It's kind of like a Western in its tone. It's very cool, very different. So if you have seen or read The Old Man Logan, what is that?
What's what?
I don't know.
Is that better?
I'm hearing things, yeah. Mm. If you've read The Old Man Logan story, or if you haven't, go pick it up. I know it's in trade. Basically, Logan is older. His healing... abilities are diminishing, so it's kind of him at the end. So it's very good. So we are going to get that basically in a movie. Variety magazine reporting that Selma and Creed star Tessa Thompson, Naomi Scott from Power Rangers, and Zoe Kravitz tested in London this week for the female lead in the yet untitled Han Solo movie. So it looks like the female lead will be a black woman. Vince, insert Chewbacca joke here.
Ah, that's awesome. Whatever.
Yeah. Universal announced they are going ahead with a Gears of War movie. Mm-hmm. So.
Silence.
What do you think about that?
It'll be out, first one.
It'll be out before the Halo movie.
Fucking Halo. Fuck Halo.
That's why I said that for you. All right. During a panel to promote Underworld Blood Wars, that's the new one coming out, Kate Beckinsale revealed that there were plans at one point to do a crossover with Underworld and Blade. But it didn't happen because Marvel currently has plans for the character. So as to what those plans are, nobody knows, but they told the Underworld people we have plans for the character, possibly a movie, maybe Netflix, we don't know.
That would have been awesome.
They're going to sit on him.
Probably. We don't want him in an Underworld movie. What the hell?
Who?
Blade. Wesley Snipes.
Fuck you. Get him on the phone.
I'm sure he would immediately pick up too. Old Wesley needs the money. Speaking of old Wesley Snipes, Forrest Whitaker.
they're not even the same guy.
They're not?
You know how we'd say that they all look alike? They don't.
No.
I like to see how your racism is slowly going away. And by slowly, I mean it's taken you 30 years to get to that. Well, you don't all look alike, but I don't like you.
It's about that trust issue. I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, Forrest Whitaker is bringing his lazy eye to Black Panther. He will play the role of Zuri, an elder statesman in Wakanda. So, of course, a black guy is joining the cast.
Well, it is a show called Black Panther.
Racist. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I know.
You remember we had the story a while back about the Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders? This is the animated movie set in the Batman 66 world, where Adam West and Burt Ward are doing the voices.
Yeah.
Well, it was announced at New York Comic Con that we are going to get a sequel to that. The sequel will feature Two-Face as the villain. And Two-Face will be voiced by none other than William Shatner.
Oh, God. Tommy Lee Jones.
Sure, why not? Marvel Animation is going to do a feature-length movie, Marvel's Hulk, Where Monsters Dwell, featuring Doctor Strange. Marvel will be working with Funko this year to create three animated shorts, including one that Marvel Studios cannot do, Deadpool versus Venom.
Oh, cool.
The two others will feature Rocket and Groot, and Iron Man and Spider-Man versus Loki. Last thing for movie news this week, Daniel Craig says he is, in fact, back on board for more Bond movies. So it looks like he's back.
No darkies in Bond, goddammit.
Money talks. All right. Comic book news this week. Former Justice League artist Ivan Reis has been named as the new artist for Justice League of America. This is launching in February as part of DC's second wave of Rebirth titles. Let's see. Steve Orlando will be writing. It will spin. This series will spin out of the upcoming Justice League versus Suicide Squad crossover event. He was the artist on Justice League when they launched New 52. So he does have team experience. So far, the lineup of the team is Vixen, the Ray, the Atom, and Killer Frost. So
that sounds amazing.
Cool. Actually, I'm kind of looking forward to it. So, actually, I'm more looking forward to this one. Dark Horse announced that they will be publishing a graphic novel series based on American Gods. The American Gods comic will consist of 27 issues divided into three story arcs: Shadows, My Ansel, and The Moment of the Storm. The first issue of American Gods Shadows will hit the stands on March 15th, and we'll pick up the story kind of like right as the book, with Shadow Moon being released from jail and recruited by Mr. Wednesday. So I'm looking really forward to that one. DC is part of the second wave of Rebirth titles. In February, has announced that Kate Kane, Batwoman, is going to get her own solo series. Dynamite and CBS. I know what you're thinking, CBS and comic books, but they announced a new license agreement and will bring the TV series Charmed to the comics, to Dynamite Comics, as well as Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse will be returning to comic books for the first time in 30 years, just ahead of its 75th anniversary next year. So Dynamite got the license for Mighty Mouse, which if you have little kids, that's probably going to be a real good book to pick up. DC Comics informed retailers upcoming Justice League versus Suicide Squad is being reduced in price, going from $4.99 to $3.99. This will have no change in page count. It's still going to be 40 pages. So the publisher also notified retailers that they can order variant covers with custom artwork for their individual stores. Is somebody driving by?
Not my house.
Yeah. But, yeah, so apparently certain stores can order variant covers specific to their store. So I know there's a shop in Nashville that does that. So the book is due in stores December 21st. If you have the little kids, especially the little girls, DC will be bringing its DC Superhero Girls property to a digital comic, DC Superhero Girls Pastimes at Superhero High. Do you remember, Vince, you may remember this better than me, Wildstorm? Early 90s, this was Wildcat. This is where we got Grifter from. The character.
Okay.
Jim Lee. This was a Jim Lee launched. Basically, it was a company at its own time, and DC swallowed it. DC announced they are reviving Wildstorm in print.
Well, that's cool.
And it will be under the direction of Warren Ellis, who wrote The Authority, Planetary, and Transmetropolitan. He will write the core Wildstorm title. As well as serving as curator on other books. This is how when DC brought that their Young Animal imprint and put it under the direction of Gerard Way.
Yeah.
So Wildstorm will debut mid-February. The Wildstorm relaunch will reset the imprint's established universe and introduce new versions of characters like Grifter, Voodoo, the Engineer, and Jenny Sparks. Titles launching as part of the new imprint include The Wildstorm. That's going to be the one Ellis is writing. Michael Cray, Wildcats, and Zealot.
I think I had a Wildcats. Isn't that where Maul came from?
Yes.
The big green guy?
Yeah, the big green and purple guy. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, last thing for comic book news is, Vince, this is, sounds like something you would do.
Oh, shit.
The weirdest thing at New York Comic Con, at an unofficial X-Men LGBT LMNOP panel, the panel, including Peter David, you know, famous comic book writer, pretty much the guy from The Hulk.
Sure.
They asked for questions from the audience. Someone in the audience asked about positive Romani representation in comics. Do you know what Romani is?
I have no idea.
Gypsies.
Oh, I was going to say it's that guy from Everybody Loves Raymond.
This is where I need the bedumptists on the soundboard.
Yeah.
Basically, gypsies. Peter David did not care for this, and he went berserk. He started talking about how he would never write Romani positively because, quote, they cripple their own children to make them better beggars. And when the original guy who asked the question tried to talk, Peter David screamed, "I don't care," until the guy was basically bullied out of the room, while everyone in the audience grew increasingly uncomfortable. So apparently, Hulk hate gypsies is what I...
Well, to be fair, they are pieces of shit, so...
I've never met a gypsy, I don't think. All right.
Yeah, they're really bad. Oh, hey, speaking of comic book shit.
Yep.
I picked up the crossover between Big Trouble in Little China and Escape from New York.
Did you pick it up? I sent you the picture of one of the covers.
It's pretty good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
If I had to recommend something, it would be the Hillbilly book. Eric Powell, who did Goon, has a new book out. I think we're three issues in. It's called Hillbilly. It's about a mountain man that goes around killing witches with a magic axe. It's Goon set in the woods. So it's really good. All right, wrestling news. Jeez, this... Oh, a weird week for wrestling news. During a recent edition of the Ric Flair Show, Ric Flair took questions, and one of the fans wanted to know if any celebrities had taken a ride on Space Mountain, which pretty much means his dick. He said dozens had, and he name-dropped Halle Berry, saying that it was right after she divorced former Atlanta Brave outfielder David Justice. She came out and said she was outraged and denied the accusations. So,
woo!
Halle Berry and the Ric Flair. I never want to see that ever in my history. All right.
No.
World Wrestling Professionals out of South Africa officially announced that former WWE superstar and current Lucha Underground wrestler PJ Black was injured this week in a base jumping accident. He suffered two broken ankles. He broke both of his legs, his ankles. So, ouch. And now the saga of Alberto Del Rio Taco.
Hey. Him and Paige deserve to be together, goddammit.
Oh, we're beyond that.
Oh.
He was supposed to be at the big AAA pay-per-view, but he missed the show. People thought he just no-showed because he's done that before to people. Apparently, he was attacked by a man with a knife outside of a restaurant somewhere outside of San Antonio. There are differing stories as to what happened, some saying that Paige was with them and that she was shoved to the ground by the attacker. He did go online and put pictures. Apparently, he was sliced in the scalp or his head and a bunch of cuts on his arms. But people are looking into this going, it doesn't make sense. But, I mean, he had some cuts on him, so something happened. So, this poor guy can't catch a fucking break. But,
I love him.
All right. Next story. Eric Rowan suffered a torn rotator cuff at a recent house show. Has already had surgery to repair it. Looks like he will be out until March. According to Jim Ross, who says that he kind of has it confirmed, it looks like we are going to get Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar at Survivor Series. I don't care.
That's beautiful, man.
Goldberg?
Yeah. That would have been fine 15 years ago.
The Goldbergs?
Yeah, the Goldbergs. Oh. That would be the big dad that takes his pants off. It'll be that guy.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'd actually watch that. Let's see. It was announced that Brie Bella and Daniel Bryan are expecting their first child in the spring. This broke last night, this next story, and it's just weird. Former WWE referee Tim White, who was also the handler for Andre the Giant, the guy that helped him with everything.
Yeah.
He's in the hospital after he fell on an escalator in Canada and ripped his scalp open.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that's not good at all. So
I was going to say he got his overalls caught in there, but goddamn, his fucking scalp.
Yeah, I tore his scalp open. All right. No
Keep
mercy.
Keep that kid off the escalator.
Kid's back on the fucking escalator again. God.
Not a year goes by. A year when I don't read about some little bastard, I don't care who, getting caught on a goddamn escalator because his mother didn't watch him good enough. Sorry.
That's fantastic. Vince, did you see the website I sent to the chat?
Yes.
Would you click on it? Because it is time for No Mercy predictions, because the show is tonight.
Hold on. No, I can't see it. Just, it's the black guy.
Fine. Vince makes wrestling predictions by picture, by the way, not story.
Yeah, and I usually win. So
that's sadly true. All right. Kickoff show tonight, Jack Swagger versus Baron Corbin.
Two white guys. I'm going to go with the guy in the tank top.
Yeah, I like tank tops.
Swagger. Blonde or not best, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going with Swagger. I'll be weird and just go with Corbin. Next match, Nikki Bella versus Carmella.
They both look like sluts.
Yeah.
I'll go with the hat.
Yeah, I'm going with Nikki Bella because Cena wins.
Yeah.
The next match probably will not happen. This is the SmackDown Women's title match between Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss. Apparently, from what I've read this morning, Becky suffered some type of injury may not wrestle in the pay-per-view, may have to vacate the title Tuesday. So we don't know the severity of this injury. But if it does happen, I was going to pick Alexa anyway, but we'll see.
I don't know. I'm going to go with the redhead. The blonde looks like she's trying to be Harley Quinn.
That, yeah, that's kind of what she was going for, she said. So we don't know if that match is going to happen. All right. Next match. Heath Slater and Rhino, your SmackDown Tag Champs versus the Usos, who are now bad guys with new music and still the same Roman Reigns type wrestling ability.
Uso.
You're going with Usos for yeah. to be new champs?
Yeah, I'll go with Usos.
I'm sticking with the white guys. A hillbilly and a Republican from Michigan, yeah, I'm going with them. All right. Next match, Intercontinental Championship match, The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. If Ziggler loses, he is retiring. It's a career versus title match.
He ain't going to lose.
I think he is. I'm going with Miz. Yeah, Miz should never lose his belt.
Ziggler just, I don't know, the way he looks just bothers me.
Zig Ziggler?
Dolph Ziggler.
Oh. Sorry. It's just you and me.
I'm back.
He's no, drinking. I meant the dick.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going with Miz. You guys are going with Ziggler. Okay. That takes us to Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt.
I'm going with Fat Undertaker.
Normally, I would as well. But they just had Randy come back and get busted open by Brock the hard way. And
his butthole.
And Bray never wins a feud. So I'm going to go with Orton because it probably have some weird ending. Main event time. Triple threat. WWE World title. John Cena, AJ Styles is your champ, and Dean Ambrose.
Cena.
I don't think Cena wins this. I think they keep the belt with AJ. I think Ambrose eats the pin, but...
Mm-hmm.
I call shenanigans.
I think they want to build that Cena's next title win breaks Ric Flair's record. Or ties Ric Flair, something like that. And I think they want to save that for WrestleMania. So... I'm picking AJ. Who you got? You got Cena?
Yeah.
Vince, who you got?
Cena.
All right.
Because you can't see him.
Yep. He's invisible.
The guy with the belt looks like he's up to something.
Yeah, he does. All right. So that was it for wrestling. Sports news this week.
Darkies.
Yes. Actually, that's a great segue.
You're welcome. Thank you.
An ESPN radio affiliate in North Carolina did not broadcast the upcoming East Carolina football game after it said some members of the high school band or the school band, sorry, disgraced themselves during the Star Spangled Banner. They did a protest last week. Several members of the band refused to play the national anthem and others took a knee during the performance. With the result, roughly a dozen band members disgraced themselves on the football field this past weekend. Chairman and CEO of this ESPN radio affiliate wrote, "I'm proud of our country and I'm proud of our soldiers, especially our soldiers from Fort Bragg, fighting for our country. So I've decided that ESPN Fayetteville will protest the protest." He also said that band members may exercise their First Amendment rights, that won't do so in this case with no repercussions. So, and actually, I'm thinking if they didn't play and they're like on a band scholarship or on a music scholarship, that should probably just negate the scholarship. They should be kicked out. But that's just me.
Just quit watching it.
Oh, NFL ratings are down a lot.
Yeah, I know. I read that.
It's hilarious to me.
Hey, you know what? You hit them in their fucking pocketbook and... They're gonna stop doing this shit.
Yep.
It's easy as that. Just quit fucking watching it.
Well, the Colts cut that one player that took a knee during the anthem and raised a fist when they played over in London.
Yeah. They cut his ass. And stood during the goddamn God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. So.
Fucking read a history book, you stupid motherfucker.
Speaking of history and player, what he said not being true, the Dallas Police Department has determined that Denver Broncos cornerback Aqib Talib shot himself in Dallas the early morning of June 5th. Initially, Talib told police he heard a gunshot and fell to the ground. He was shot in the leg.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. He was shot in the leg and driven in his Rolls Royce to a local hospital where he was treated. Talib refused a follow-up interview with the Dallas Police Department, instead had his lawyer speak for him.
Nice.
So he shot himself. But he didn't do nothing. All right.
Didn't do nothing.
Nothing, baby.
The Houston Astros say they do not condone a tweet posted by one of their minor league infielders criticizing ESPN's Jessica Mendoza during a broadcast of the National League wildcard game. Of course, somebody screen grabbed it because fucking people. Showed second baseman Brooks Marlowe wrote, quote, "No lady needs to be on ESPN talking during a baseball game, especially Mendoza. Sorry." So he deleted it, of course, but the Astros say we do not condone sexist comments. Blah, 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 blah.
Why not?
Apparently, his First Amendment rights aren't, you know, protected. So, hello,
hello.
Who's knocking?
Hello.
I'm sorry, I was patting my child.
Jesus Christ! It sounded like you were beating down a door.
Yeah, goddamn, dude.
She's right next to me.
Well, you knocking her on the head?
The baby is fine. The baby is fine.
Jesus Christ.
If I throw it hard enough, it'll leave a print in the wall. Yeah.
She's fine.
Yeah.
If she was black, either her lips, you just stick her on the wall.
Like a suckerfish. All right, moving on. Last thing for sports this week. MMA legend Dan Henderson retired last night at the age of 46 after losing to Michael Bisping by decision. I thought he won the fight because Bisping looked a hell of a lot worse than Henderson did. So, but he retired. All right. Video games with Vince.
Yay! Oh, let's see. Sony is shutting down service for Fat Princess Piece of Cake on the Vita, mobile. So, what? If you ever played Fat Princess, it's pretty damn fun, but they're going to shut it down.
I've heard about it.
I don't know why.
Is it because it's fattest and sexist and is this
probably
awesome?
It's a white girl, so I don't know why they're getting all bent out of shape. Mafia 3, have you seen this?
I had this story as well. As soon as I saw it, I thought, oh my god, he's going to lose his mind.
I did, and I thought, you know, one of the friends on the Facebook.
I think it was Ronnie, if I remember right.
They're mowing down the KKK.
Yeah.
The ever elusive KKK. Because, you know, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Them and the Aryan Brotherhood. And everybody's so proud that they're killing these guys. But if it was reversed, like if it was a white guy mowing down the fucking Panthers or the Muslim Brotherhood.
You need to create a game where, you know, Jim Bob and Cletus shoot up a Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah. And that's really where that's really what it comes down to. That's it. It's not fair. That's bullshit. I'm not going to buy it. Some fucking niggers killing everybody in a game. Wonderful.
Yep.
Let's buy that game. Yay! Wasteland 3. You see this?
No.
Yeah, releasing Wasteland 3. I saw gameplay. It looks fucking amazing.
Really?
They hit $3 million in 3 days.
Holy shit.
They nailed their stretch goal. It looks fucking good. I'm gonna buy it. I'm a mark for fucking Wasteland games. So
yeah, you are. So
let's see. And finally, they're making a movie about they're making a game about the Ferguson protest.
Are you kidding me?
Andy Serkis says it feels like an interactive movie.
Wow.
Wait, no. War for the Planet of the Apes. I'm sorry.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
I was so hoping this was you get to play. What is that jingle dingle?
That's my dog.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I got confused.
I thought this was you jump behind the wheel of a car and you have to drive through the protest. What was that game? Let's call it Twisted Metal Ferguson.
Yeah, Twisted. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. I read it wrong.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Yeah, that's all I got.
So they made a Planet of the Apes game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DC Comics based, this is for mobile. Be called DC Legends. It was announced Thursday by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. Free-to-play strategy RPG, November for iOS and Android. Features playable characters, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, villains like Joker, Lex Luthor, and Solomon Grundy. Actually, from the trailer I watched, the roster is deep. Looks like deep. 80 characters, maybe. And if you have seen EA's Star Wars Heroes, it kind of looks like that, where you put together little teams, like maybe 4 or 5 characters, and you just take them around. It looks a lot like Star Wars Heroes, so I'm kind of interested in that. So that's all I have. Mr. Short.
Yes.
You talk now. Music story. Go.
Nice. Nice segue. I have music news. Yes. Kid Cudi. Remember him?
Yeah, because I put this one on Reddit. Yeah, I saw this.
He checked himself into rehab for depression and suicidal urges, stating that he is not at peace and hasn't been since you've known him.
Yeah, I read this and I put it on Reddit and I think it was upvoted like 5,400 times.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but yeah, I saw this. I hope he gets the help he needs. He's actually a very talented musician.
Yeah, good for him for checking himself in too.
Yeah. If you know you need help, go and get the help.
Yeah.
Basically.
Find someone to help you.
Yeah.
My next story, Rolling Stones are releasing their first album in 11 years. It's called Blue and Lonesome, a 12-track LP. It's apparently returning to the Stones' roots. You can listen to the new track, Just Your Fool, on YouTube.
When you say they're going back to their roots, does that mean devil worshipping?
Blues yes. rock.
I would say blues rock, probably not devil worshipping.
Because if I read right, Clapton's on two of the tracks.
Yes, Clapton does collaborate with them on a couple tracks.
Yeah,
because I like the devil worshipping part.
Okay,
well, that's how keep us still alive.
Sorry, keep going.
One Direction is facing a copyright infringement lawsuit in the Irish High Court. Vince.
Thanks, Dick.
Your people are going after him.
Good, get him.
All 5 members plus 3 other songwriters are named in the lawsuit. There are only 2 songs in the One Direction catalog that are credited to all 5 band members.
Jeez. So,
yeah. I didn't read that much about it. Pink Floyd is reuniting to support the women of the Gaza Freedom Flotilla.
Oh, really? They're going into this trying to get guns into Gaza?
No, they hate Jews.
Oh, I know, but it's that flotilla thing is just trying to get weapons into Gaza under the guise of humanitarian aid.
Yeah, they're trying to protect the women against whatever.
Well, if Hitler would have done a good enough job, we wouldn't have to fucking worry about this shit now, would we?
There you go.
I mean, wait, what?
I don't know.
No, we still have the Arabs.
Fans are apparently reacting negatively, calling them idiots that need to stick to music and not try to be a political movement.
Can't say that I argue.
Yeah. Yeah, stick to your music, Roger. Dr. Dre and Ice Cube will not be charged in the wrongful death lawsuit of actor Terry Carter, who was allegedly ran over by a car driven by Suge Knight while fleeing a conflict in Compton last year during the filming of Straight Out of Compton.
How is Suge Knight still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah, he apparently ran over the actor. I don't know what he plays in the movie, but he got ran over by Suge Knight.
Jesus.
During really? Filming. Yeah, last year.
Left turn, Clyde.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's all I got.
Okay, well, song of the week time this week. Vince has the song.
I do.
Mr. Short picked it out.
I did.
And I want song title. That should be easy. Artist yeah. should be very easy.
Well, there's two artists.
Yes. The hard part this week is going to be where it's from. Now, you did tell me that it has been used a couple of times.
Yeah. There's an original version that they're both on TV shows.
Yes.
The original version was used briefly in a TV show, and then the cover was used, I think, in its entirety in another TV show.
Well, I got the original one, so...
Well, I'll accept either answer. I'll accept okay. whether it's from... if it's the original version or the cover and in the show. So, this one, I don't know if anybody's going to get this one. This is going to be interesting. So.
Oh, the song will be easy. It'll be.
Oh, yeah, the song, it's actually finding where it's from. And no cheating. None of this googly Shazammy.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Snicker bar rapper in the background.
It was not a Snicker bar rapper. It's a...
You're a Snicker bar.
You're a Google.
Skittle. We're going to hell.
Und dieser Frust noch durch. it's Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with The Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Newman, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audioboo, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back. You want to start with top 10 or fan casting first?
Whatever.
Yes.
All right. Top 10 list this week. Video game soundtracks or songs from video games.
Yay.
Yep. Yay. Start us off, Mr. Short, your number 10, please.
Mortal Kombat.
Higher on my list.
My number 10 was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles NES.
Fuck yeah. The original version. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. My number 10, Mega Man 2, Dr. Wily stage. So, all right. Number 9.
Road Rash.
Higher on my list.
They have real good music in those, actually.
Number 9 is mine was Shadows of the Empire, the music used in it.
Oh, I forgot about that one. That's good, too. My number 9, I have Mario Brothers. You could pick anything. So that's just an in general. All right, number 8.
NBA Jam.
Boom, shakalaka, laka. Vince.
Number 8?
Yep. 8.
Vice City soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even put any of those on my list.
I didn't either. I spaced them. Those are good. That's good, though. My number 8, Mortal Kombat. Number 7.
Need for Speed. You can pick any of them.
Yep. Vince?
Number 7, Quake.
Oh. I didn't think of that one either. That's good. My number 7, from the game Journey, the song The Call. So, I really like that song. All right. Number 6, Mr. Short.
Duke Nukem.
Did you say Gook Nukem?
Yeah.
It's weird. All the guns shoot on a slope. It's terrible.
There's definitely a slope on that bridge.
Vince, what's your number six, you racist bastard?
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
That's good. My number six, Green Hill Zone, Sonic the Hedgehog.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I know. Number five.
Tony Hawk.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think of the Tony Hawk series.
The first one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Venture number five.
Road Rash.
Of course. Yeah. This is where I put Legend of Zelda. You can just pick. There are so many good ones. Number four.
Tetris.
That's awesome.
It's like Russian water torture, but it's so good.
It feels so good.
Vince, what's your number four, sir?
Ninja Gaiden 2.
My number four, Vince, you'll probably get a kick out of this. It's the song Still Alive from Portal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the very end.
The very end. Portal 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Number three,
Kirby's Adventure from NES.
Old school. Very nice.
Hell yeah. I went old school also with Blaster Master.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did go old. All right. My number three, from Final Fantasy VII, One Winged Angel.
You faggot.
The Sephiroth theme. I love Final Fantasies. All right. Number two.
Doom.
Yeah. That's good.
My number two is Sonic Green Hill Zone.
I wondered if you had it, how high you had it.
Yeah, it was high.
My number two, Final Fantasy VIII, Liberi Fatali, The Fated Children. All right. Number one.
Super Mario.
Oh my. My number one is the Sledgestorm soundtrack.
Oh, I forgot all about that one. That's really good. My number one, you could probably just put everything from Chrono Trigger, but I put Frog's theme as my number one. So,
is that any good?
What, Chrono Trigger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it's like the best game ever made, but I just haven't played it.
It's damn near. It's probably top 10, easy. So, all right, that takes us to our fan casting this week. We are fan casting Archer, live action. Character list this week will be Sterling Archer, Cheryl Tunt, Pam Puvey, Cyril Figgis, Lana Kane, Mallory Archer, Ray Gillette, Dr. Krieger, Barry Dillon, and Woodhouse. Start us off, Mr. Short, with who do you have playing Sterling Archer?
Ian Somerhalder.
I saw a lot of things had him as Archer. That's a good pick.
I had Tom Cruise.
Not bad.
Yeah, I got good.
I got John Hamm.
Also yeah, good. I see that.
Yeah. All right, who you got for Cheryl?
Jenna Fisher.
Not bad.
Not bad. I had Kristen Ritter.
She would work. I have Isla Fisher.
Oh my.
Yeah.
All right, that takes us to Pam Puvey.
Rebel Wilson.
Same.
Oh, you guys are going to hate me, but it fit. Amy Schumer.
I saw her, and I saw Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah. And between the two, who's the bigger whore? And I was like, Amy Schumer.
I would have put Louis Anderson instead of either one of them. So, but yeah, I got Rebel Wilson as good. Well. Yeah, it is. I'm changing mine to Louis Anderson.
Yeah, I think I'm going to change mine to Louis Anderson too.
All right, who you got for Cyril?
Steve Carell.
That would work well.
I had Bruce Willis. If you put him in makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, that'd work.
All right. I think I know who you guys got for Lana. But go ahead and tell me.
I got Zoe Saldana.
Oh.
No, I put Rosario Dawson.
Oh, that works too, because I went with Zoe Saldana as well. But Rosario Dawson works. I thought you guys were going to go with...
Tina Turner?
No, but that would be great. That would be so good. She would take you to the danger zone.
Fucking A.
I thought you were going to go... I can't remember. She does the voice. Aisha Tyler. I thought you guys were just going to pick her.
I thought about it, and I also thought about putting who Vince, but I can't remember her name.
Rosario Dawson?
Yeah. I thought about putting her.
Every time I watch that show, I think of her. I see her. I don't know why.
That's a really good pick. I like that one. All right, let's go with Archer's mom, Mallory. Who do you got?
Helen Mirren.
God damn it, so do I.
That's good. I had Dune McAchan.
That would fit as well.
She was, what's his name's, you ever watch The Toast of London?
A few times, yeah.
Matt Berry's agent / manager.
Yes.
Yeah, her.
That works, but I have Helen Mirren as well. All right, that takes us to Ray Gillette. Who you got for Ray?
I got Mark Wahlberg.
Because, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't you see him as gay in a wheelchair?
No.
Yeah.
The man's a thespian. He can do anything.
I had David Thewlis.
That would
fit. You know who Remus?
Yes. Lupin?
Okay.
Mine is more of a director, but he has acted, so he does technically be able to make the list. I got John Waters.
That's awesome. Yes, that's him.
I was torn between him and Neil Patrick Harris. So, but yeah, John Waters. All right.
Pink Flamingos.
Exactly. Don't ever watch that movie. All right. Dr. Krieger. Who you got for Krieger?
Peter Stormare.
That's not bad. Vince?
Bill Murray.
Later on my list. I have Martin Freeman. Plays Watson on Sherlock. All right. That takes us to Barry Dillon. Who's your Barry?
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, that works well.
I had Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
He is your Wahlberg.
He is. But he does a good job, though. That's he can true. Act unlike Wahlberg.
Ooh, them fighting words. For Barry, I went with somebody who you haven't seen around much lately, Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
He is in Magnificent Seven remake, but
yeah. I thought you were going to say D.B. Sweeney.
Give me Ted McGinley and the guy that played Isaac on Love Boat.
That's awesome. Nobody right. gets that.
I know.
Oh, shit.
All right. Who's your Woodhouse? This is Archer's manservant.
I got Max von Sydow.
Yes. Probably most people know him now from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas.
That works. This is where I got Bill Murray.
That's good.
So, okay. So that was our fan casting of Archer.
Oh, Ted McGinley. Holy shit.
You like that?
I did.
I figured you would. All right. Listener questions this week. Have you ever used cheats in a video game, either GameShark or similar devices that are unlockable in some games? They said a couple of ways they use them. If the level of a game is just crazy hard, they'll use it just to get by and then turn it off. Or you completed the game so many times that it doesn't matter and you're just goofing around. So did you ever use cheats?
Yes.
I used the built-in cheats that were in the code.
Yeah.
So I never used a hardware cheat.
You never used like a Game Shark or a Game
No,
Genie?
My parents never bought one for me.
I had a Game Shark for NES. Or Game Genie.
Yeah.
Whatever it was called.
But yeah, I used Game Shark for PS2. Because it was put this disc in, load the codes, take the disc out, put your game disc in, and then it was a headache. But yeah, I occasionally would use it. Mr. Short, these are kind of directed to you since you're our Grand Theft Auto guy. Favorite Grand Theft Auto and Grand Theft Auto style game?
I'd say 5 is the best one.
Okay.
But I liked Vice City.
Yeah. I guess, style of game? I guess any of the knockoffs or like Saints Row or...
The Simpsons game.
There you go.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever played any other ones.
Yeah. Which do you prefer, the PS1 style of Grand Theft Auto with the top-down view or the newer versions?
The newer version. I played the top-down version one time. I bought... Because I had the first one that was the first person or whatever.
Yeah.
And I bought the one before thinking that it was going to be the same thing, and I hated it.
Oh, the top down?
Yeah.
I started with the top down, so that's the one I was used to. But I like either one, but I kind of prefer the newer ones, too.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 4 was back in Liberty City. 5 was in San Andreas. Should 6 be back in Vice City or somewhere completely new?
New.
Yeah, they'll make the map even bigger than 5.
So probably will include both and somewhere new.
Yeah, it'll have like all the maps together.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, next question. Shouldn't Hillary just come out of the closet?
As what, a killer?
I just read the question. You can take it any way you want.
Yes, probably. It's probably dark in there.
You can't say that. It's racist.
Oh, I didn't mean that way.
It's dark and the floor slopes. It's crazy.
Fucking Pence is going to drop out anyway. Might as well just...
Yeah.
Fucking get it over with.
Yeah. Vince, this one's kind of towards you.
Bullshit.
Better Mystery Science Theater 3000 human, Joel or Mike?
Mike!
Yeah, I'm with Mike on this one. Mike's the guy.
I love Mike.
Joel wasn't bad.
Yeah, Joel wasn't bad, but I don't know. Mike was cool.
Yeah. Next question. What do you think about the new Power Rangers game coming out?
Game?
Yeah, I put it, I believe it's in the Facebook group, the trailer for it. It looks a lot like, if you remember the old Ninja Turtle or X-Men arcade game from back in the 90s.
Oh, shit. That's going to be awesome.
So yeah. It looks a lot like that. It looks real. It's real retro and has that arcade 90s feel.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie yet?
And our next question is, what did you think about the Power Rangers trailer? I like that it is a reboot and that... I'm reading the rest of the question. And beyond the names used, they aren't taking anything from the 90s show. What are your thoughts, Go?
It looks fucking amazing.
It does.
I didn't think I was going to say that.
I was shocked. It looks real good.
It looks awesome.
It doesn't look anything like the show.
No.
But, I mean, it does look awesome. They have actual powers.
Yeah. If you're going to do a reboot, that's how you do it. You know, we'll just use the name, but we'll make it our own.
Yeah, it looks... Yeah. I can't even... It's not like Ghostbusters, you know what I mean?
Right, where they just blatantly...
Yeah, it just seems grown up. It seems...
Ouch, sorry.
Man, I don't know. It just looks really fucking good.
It's I can't believe I was going to say that. As the Power / Rangers short film.
No.
Right.
That is A1 level. I wish that would have got made. But this is right below it.
They could carry that on, though.
Yes.
Are they going to have that stupid gay robot in the movie?
Yeah, Bill Hader's playing it.
Aye.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, that might ruin it.
So, no, I'm holding out hope. I'm like at a solid B on this so far. So.
But the witch or whatever, what's her name?
Rita.
Yeah, she looked real good.
I was surprised. Yes, I was very surprised. I like how this is looking. So, all right, next question. Should the phrase "going all Vince" be nationwide when referring to anything racist?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that should be a trending hashtag, going all Vince. So, absolutely. All right, crossover question from one of our youngest listeners, our the son of a listener. Who would win in a fight? This is the Minecraft question, Vince.
Awesome.
Who would win in a fight between Herobrine
Herobrine
from Minecraft and Gengar from Pokemon?
fucking hero, Brian.
Really?
Yeah, he's a psycho.
Okay, because Gengar is a ghost.
Yeah, hero, Brian.
Okay, so that's our answer to that.
Yeah.
Okay, next
for
question.
The win. Hero, Brian, for the win.
I figured you would know more of the Minecraft thing, so.
Hero, Brian's a motherfucker.
So, okay. Next question. Would you have you ever named your child or pet after someone famous? Why or why not?
I don't know.
My dog's name is Toby.
Kunta Kinte, you ignorant fuck.
Well, Skeets is named after a psychotic killer robot from comics. I mean, that's kind of famous, I guess. But
yeah, I don't.
Would I? I don't know.
It's kind of hard not to. I mean, well, not directly, anyway.
Yeah. I wanted to name Devlin Sirhan Sirhan.
So nice, you named him twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm moving on.
I tried to get Jenna to name our kid Bart, but she didn't like that.
Bart Short?
Yeah. Bartholomew.
For a girl?
No. If it was a boy.
I can see why she didn't go with it for the girl. I mean,
yeah.
All right. Oh, this next question could be taken many ways. What is the strangest meat you have eaten? What about non-meat? So what's the strangest meat you've eaten and non-meat?
I've had human.
Dick doesn't count.
Oh, well, never mind. Is this a Tony question?
No, this is not Tony, believe it or not.
Holy shit.
And he's probably thinking, why the fuck didn't I think of that?
Oh, that's such a good question.
Yeah. So what's the strangest animal meat you've eaten?
Turtle? I don't think I've had turtle. I've had alligator and bison and octopus.
Yeah, I've had octopus.
I've had octopus. I've had bison. I've had alligator. I've had kangaroo.
Squid. I think I've had kangaroo.
Yeah. I've eaten bugs. Does that count?
Yeah,
sure, why not?
I ate a mealworm.
Yeah.
I've had that. Pheasant. A lot of people haven't ate pheasant.
Squirrel. It's not really weird here. But
no, groundhog.
Yeah.
What about non-meat? What's the weirdest thing not meat you've eaten? Ate-in. Fuck, and it's starting to get to me here.
I don't know.
Probably the weirdest non-meat would be tofu. I mean,
Oh, tofu's pretty good.
Yeah, actually, I like it. So.
Miso soup?
Mm. Yep.
I don't know.
I don't either.
All right, next question. Do you recycle?
No.
At work, kind of.
Now that I don't have trash service because I live out in the middle of an undisclosed location... we burn our trash, so yeah. Everything just gets burned. So,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Anytime you want to come down and work on the land, you just let me know.
I'm moving down there.
I got room. So, all right. What board game is your life most like?
Risk.
That works.
Cards Against Humanity.
I think that would be closer to mine, yes. I don't know. Yeah, I'd say probably the game of life, Clue. Yeah. Trying to figure out who's going to kill you. Yeah, I'd say life.
Yeah. Go for broke.
All right. Fill in the blank. If I had a nickel for every time blank, I would be a rich man.
Vince says nigger.
Shit.
I'd be jumping into a pool of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck.
Do, 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 do. You're goddamn right.
Yeah.
So I had a nickel for every time I didn't kill somebody, but I really, really wanted to, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah, or yell at somebody in public.
Yes.
Yeah, no shit.
That's good.
Yeah, I went to Riley Days yesterday, so yeah.
I saw that picture. I was like, why the hell are you at Dirty Days? What is going on?
Yeah.
I got out of it again this year.
Yeah, we went to town, and she's like, oh, we should go see the clogging, because one of our friend's kids does clogging.
Oh.
So we got out of the car, and I was like, I smelled the food, so I was like, you know, because I'm fat, so.
The hepatitis on a stick.
Yeah, I got a steak sandwich.
Fried dough.
Yeah, I got an elephant ear.
Of course you did. Of course you did. All you fucking white trash motherfuckers. I want to go to Dirty Days so I can get an elephant ear. Sorry. That's everybody. Everybody in this fucking town. Got to have a goddamn elephant ear. Really?
They're delicious.
Well, that actually leads into the next question. Who on the show is eating more in preparation for winter hibernation? I know it's not me, because I have lost my appetite since I moved. So,
well, it's probably going to be me, because I just bought a deep freezer and I just ordered 20 pounds of meat from that place in Greenfield.
Ah,
Dave's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Shorts stocking up for winter.
Yep.
And hey, more food questions. Do you think you could turn cannibal in a life or death situation like the alive the Chilean soccer team? I didn't
life
even get
or death.
It. Jesus.
Life or death? I'll do it now.
I didn't even get the question out, and fucking hungry hippo over here is like, yeah, I'll eat him right now. Yeah.
I got a freezer big enough to put a body in.
A sweet baby Ray's on that bed.
It's like
yeah.
Fucking looks like Jeffrey Dahmer's house here, man. Come on.
He's got the Hannibal cookbook. It's just delicious.
Sweetbreads.
Oh boy.
I got fucking fava beans and Cante stockpiled in this motherfucker.
All right. If you had to change your name, what would you pick for a new one, and what would you name each other?
Oh god.
So first off, what would your new name be if you had to change?
Max Power.
I knew that is what you were going to go for.
You had no doubt.
I didn't.
I don't know. It'd probably be something stupid like that.
Vince, what would you name yourself?
Chauncey Poindexter.
Nice.
I would go with Muhammad Kardashian.
Oh, wow.
I've just set myself up for jokes. What would you name each other?
Vince would be Muhammad Lee.
Really?
That's the two most prominent names on the planet.
That's true.
Like David Wong.
Yeah.
We could call him Mo.
Yeah.
You know.
He does resemble Mo from The Simpsons.
Well, I was thinking Mo from the Three Stooges, but okay, yeah, I'll go with him. Except that Mo was actually named Moses, so, you know.
Not a fucking Jew.
The opposite of Muhammad.
Whoa.
Easy there, raghead. It's okay. You know what name's not used anymore, but I think really would fit Vince, is Adolf.
That's a beautiful name.
You don't really
see
any Adolfs anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, one fucking guy.
Ruined it for everybody.
Didn't do his job. God damn. Really?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, next question.
There.
Are you stuffing a Snicker bar wrapper in her mouth?
No, she wants, what is that, a popsicle?
Yeah,
a popsicle.
Okay, well, that's all right then.
All right.
Have you seen the show Zoo? Netflix has it if you have not. This is based off the Michael Crichton book.
I saw it on there. I haven't watched it.
I've seen probably 3 or 4 episodes of it, and what I've seen has been really good and really faithful to the book, singular. So it looks good. I probably, if I'm going around Netflix and I've already watched Iron Fist, I'd probably get in on it.
I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's crazy animals. So it's like we bought a zoo with zombies. So.
Oh, cool.
Kinda. All right. Next question. have you ever wanted to walk up and grab a girl by her pussy? If so, you may be a Trump supporter.
So wow. did he come out and say that?
I haven't been paying attention. I haven't either. I saw something about it. Apparently this was recorded off like a hot mic in like 2005. So this is over a decade ago it happened. Because I'm sure normal people have never made mistakes and said things they don't wanted the public to know, you know, in a decade.
You know, I'm concerned. I'm not really concerned about what he said like that. I'm more concerned about, I don't know, Hillary Clinton selling state secrets to Saudi Arabia and, you know, all the rape that Bill Clinton did.
Yeah.
Things like that.
I find it weird that they can find this audio recording of Trump from, you know, 11 years ago, but we can't find 33,000 emails.
Yeah.
You know, from last year. Little things. But.
Yeah, I don't understand. These fucking Hillary supporters, I just, God damn it. If you don't like Trump, I get it. I'm not crazy about him either, but you got to at least admit that she is fucking shady. Wrong.
He's shady.
She's fucking wrong. I can't.
Oh, Billy Joe Armstrong supports her.
No cool. Shit.
Well, that just solidified my Trump vote. All right. I'll negate his vote. But all right, next question. When you go for tacos, speaking of grab a girl by her pussy, when you go for tacos, what do you prefer? American, like Taco Bell, or authentic Mexican style? And if you go Mexican style, where do you go?
Qdoba. Even though that's not really
Mexican.
Yeah.
I go to a little family-owned place in Shelbyville.
I go Taco Bell.
I usually go to Taco Bell, but if I'm really... I think I'm going to go there today.
Tacos do sound good.
Yeah, I'm going to get a fajita.
Same question, but for pizza and just for Italian food in general.
Buca di Beppo's.
I'm not big on Italian food, but pizza, I like really good pizza. Not like Pizza Hut or someplace like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, yeah.
There's a place out by Columbus that I really like. But it's kind of expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with it. I'll eat Pizza Hut if it's there. So.
Yeah, Papa John's not bad, too.
Yeah.
Domino's.
All right, next question. Name a movie franchise that never got finished that you wish they made more of. Their pick is The Last Airbender. So, what's a movie franchise that should have continued but never did?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe series.
We're not going to get A Boy and His Horse.
Come on.
You want it. I want it. Certain other horse people want it.
But... Horse and His Boy, isn't it?
Yeah, Horse and His Boy. I think so. But we're not going to get it. I would have liked a sequel to... oh, hell, I had it and I forgot it now. Oh, well. I don't know. There's a lot of sequels are made are just garbage because they're money grabs. But,
yeah.
Oh, I wanted to see a sequel to Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the continuing adventures.
Not now.
Yeah, not now.
Ghostbusters.
That sucks. Done the right way. Yeah.
Who am I, Ghostbusters? God damn it.
What is the longest you have been watched a show? How long and which one?
Damn.
Watching.
Forever Night. Or maybe what was that one show I used to watch all the time?
Pornography.
Oh, God damn it. What'd you say?
I said pornography.
Yes. Yeah. No, the show with Adrian Paul, Highlander.
Oh, Highlander, the series.
Yeah.
I think the longest in the show I've binge watched was probably when Daredevil season 2 hit. I sat and binged season 1 and season 2 all together. So that took like a day and a half. So.
Yeah, I watched season 1 all in like one weekend, I think.
Yeah.
So. And then I watched Stranger Things all in a week, I think, too.
Yeah. So, there's not many I'll sit and binge watch, but if it's really good and the story's really good, too, I'll sit and go with it. I'll probably binge watch Iron Fist the way it looks.
Yeah. There's a couple other older shows that I binge watch, but I can't think of them.
Okay. Last question. This goes back to the Trump comment. Who do you want to grab by the pussy?
Taylor Swift.
That's your usual answer, yeah.
Well, I want it. God damn it.
Well, you're on the list. I'm sure there's a list and you're on it that she will eventually make her way down to you.
Oh, good. I want a song written about me.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It'll be a rap song.
Oh, hopefully. Vince the translucent ginger.
Jennifer Aniston.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh my God.
Bruce Jenner. Really? Just because I want to go, that ain't how it's supposed to feel.
You're gonna wear gloves, right?
Oh, I'm gonna wear like an UV glove with a silicone thing over top. Yeah, I ain't stupid. Jennifer Aniston's a real good pick too, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you gonna wear gloves?
No.
Ooh, you're brave.
Yes, I am.
That's it for listener questions.
Thank God. That was kind of slow.
Yeah, that was rough.
It's been a rough week.
It's been a week, that's for sure. But we do have an email address, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We are on Twitter @inconclusivepod. I am on there @cyborgsumo. We have Facebook page, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. We have a Facebook group. Go ahead and join if you would like. We post most of our stuff in there. Final thoughts, gentlemen.
That's about the way I feel about it too.
Yeah.
Okay, go put it up.
Can you help me open it, please?
Hey, one more. Here you go.
Stop eating all the popsicles.
I think this is ice cream now.
Kid's getting ready for hibernation. I think that's what it is.
She just will eat all fucking day long.
But
fat, daddy's a little fatty.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good way to raise him there.
You never Adventure Time, man.
Oh, I've never watched
that. That used to be your name for me.
No, Adventure Time. How do you not know? Oh my God!
Yeah, I don't watch it. Got a fucking 9-year old man.
Kids are evil.
Yeah, kids are evil.
Notice your dad didn't offend you.
I didn't. I hate you.
I know. All right. Next. Heads up for next week. I had Mr. Short pick either packet A or packet B. He picked packet B. So next week's fan casting, we're going to redo the X-Files. And our top 10 list next week will be top 10 movie douchebags. These are the characters, not the actors.
Oh, shit.
So, should be a fun list. Should be an interesting casting.
Light bulb just went out by the bathroom.
It's a ghost.
It like popped.
Yeah.
That might not be a ghost.
I think it's a ghost.
Yeah, I'm going to go with ghost. So.
Poltergeist.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Oh, I have a challenge for you, the listener. If everybody that downloads and listens to the show can get one person to download and listen to the show, that's what I want. I want everybody to just get one extra person.
Everybody that's still listening, that is.
Yeah, like both of you.
We doubled it.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I just want to double it in 1 week. I just want to see. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For Vince, for Skeets, for Mr. Short, I am Justin. We will talk to everybody next week.
We love you.
Bitches.